and I live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, third and final hour here on this Valentine's Day Friday, February 14th, 2025, I should say. Man, we've got Lansing completely working together. Kumbaya moment. Bipartisanship is alive and well. Speaker Hall leading in the House, Democrats following his lead. Now they're talking about Tuesday. When they get back, they're going to sit down and fix this sick, paid sick time bill. Pretty interesting. Quote of the day from yesterday, while this was all going on, came from the Senator John Kerry. In his reaction to Speaker of the House Matt Hall calling him out for being critical about the House Republicans opting not to send nine passed bills from the previous term to the governor for her signature. If a Facebook post is going to cause him that much anxiety, he's going to get a lot bolder. Much so, more so than me by the end of his two-year speakership. My head is so shiny, people there need to wear sunglasses when they're around me. Bottom line is, those nine pass bills, Hall's not going to do it. Not going to forward those to the governor. Says, I can't. From a constitutional standpoint, can't do it. So as a result, the bills, I guess for now, unless he is court ordered to do so, probably by the Michigan Supreme Court, appears that these bills are going to die. Pretty interesting. One of the things that we are looking at here, FOIA. Freedom of Information Act expansions to cover the governor's office and the legislature. Speaker Matt Hall insinuated during a press conference yesterday that the Senate bills 1 and 2 that would subject the governor's office as well as the state legislature to the Freedom of Information Act is basically dead. In a press conference a few weeks ago, Hall said, do not expect fast action on any FOIA expansion bills. He told reporters they ought to register as lobbyists if they're going to use a press conference to advocate for bills to be taken up, as opposed to burdening us down with FOIA requests. I don't think I'm the most transparent quadrant leader that you've worked with in a while, Hall said to a reporter. If you got a FOIA request, send it to me and I'm going to throw it in the trash. I don't have to tell you what I'm thinking, planning, doing, what was said, who I talked to. Sorry, it's none of your damn business. Whoa. Quote unquote, said Speaker Matt Hall. So basically, expanding FOIA is dead in the House. The first two Senate bills of this new year, Senate bills 1 and 2, yeah, it's not going to happen. We'll get Tristan Cole's perspective on that statement, see how he feels about it, and talk about car insurance. Short break, we'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Joining us on the line right now is former State Representative Majority Floor Leader Tristan Cole, who is now my Farm Bureau insurance agent over in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
Want to get your quick take on Senate Bills 1 and 2, the very first Senate bills of the year, Matt Hall says they're dead. We're not going to do them. Throw them in the trash. FOIA expansion to give FOIA requirements to the governor's office as well as state legislators. Why is this such a big problem for them?
So it's twofold. I mean, one, you do have a lot of conversations that are they can be sensitive when you're dealing with personal issues with constituents that, we need to be really careful that those are protected. The governor probably does not want, to be, I guess, public knowledge, if you will, put on the front page on who's coming in and who's going out of her office right now. To me, sunshine is not a bad thing. And a little more transparency would be very positive for taxpayers in Michigan.
Yeah, I just they've been fighting this forever, and it's like I don't get it. I think more sunshine and transparency would end up giving us better government, more accountable government.
Well, and so the other component of this is what would be opened up to public scrutiny. So, for example, I used my cell phone almost exclusively when I was in office, and so with FOIAs being available, would that open up my personal calendar because I put, legislative items on my personal calendar? Would that open up my personal emails? So there's a lot of minutiae, the finer details that people are a little bit hesitant on when you're in office because you do so much on your phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it muddies the water between personal and state business and then campaign business, because campaign business is separate from state business.
Sure.
Legally. And then you got your personal side mixed into that as well. And, when you're elected, I always told people, you're elected 24/7, 365, you choose the intensity.
Right.
And so there's never a time when you're not elected and not potentially talking about legislation or meeting with this person or somebody stops you on the street and you end up, texting back and forth about a couple of things. Does all that need to be disclosed?
Right. Well, I guess I would limit the language to just, political information.
Mm-hmm.
I would specifically spell out in the bill that nothing personal, nothing to do with campaign finance laws or campaign discussions would be accessible to FOIA, and I think that would expedite the passing of the bill.
Yeah, so that's where it gets I don't want to say confusing, but it goes into legalese and it goes into the attorney side of things. How would this be done? And there's some shady people involved in government as we're seeing being exposed. And some of it's in, a lot of it would be intentional, and a lot of it's not intentional, but it just happens.
Yeah, it just happens that way. Yeah.
And then hindsight, it looks worse than what the intent was. So, look at the, auto no-fault laws that I voted on. The legislative intent was X, and by the time it goes through the grinder and the attorneys, you've got Y.
Right.
That's what
I wanted to talk to you about, because you were, I believe, part of being the majority floor leader.
Yeah.
With Speaker Chatfield, right?
Yeah, we moved it.
Now, when you moved it, and so in reflecting on it now, it's been a few years, and you've seen, I call it the collateral damage. You've seen the results of that legislation. Do you think right now, not being a legislator anymore, do you think they need to fix it? Do you think it needs some reforms?
This is an ever-moving target. It's unlike the Constitution that's carved in stone.
Right.
Many pieces of legislation, as technology changes, as the availability to information, it needs to be more of a living document, if you will, where there's changes being made all the time. As we enter this time of AI, for example, there's so much information that can be processed in the blink of an eye now. And we can find fraud so much easier. Sure, these things need to be looked at on a continual basis. I'm 100% sure there's some things that need to be tweaked. However, anytime you open a piece of legislation up, that's an opportunity for negative things to happen, and that's going to make insurance companies, in general, very gun-shy and very skittish on what else could change.
Right. Well, now that you have a different hat on, you're a Farm Bureau insurance mm-hmm. agent covering mm-hmm. the entire state of Michigan. Based on those reforms that you helped pass, signed into law, took a couple years to take effect, is there really truly ways that people can make some changes in their policies that would lower their car insurance? Let's focus just on car insurance
now. Yeah, yeah. Well, so, and I just did a review with a lady this morning. I'll be honest, she had crappy coverage. And she had for the, you know, for example, she had 100, 300, where I'd write 250, 500 for the liability and property damage stuff. She had 10,000 in property damage coverage. I write $1 million for policies. And then she had chosen the 250,000 with a 500 deductible PIP option. Okay.
So no, explain personal injury protection. What is PIP?
Yeah. PIP is if you're injured and an automobile is involved.
Okay.
Whether you're a pedestrian, whether you're riding in the car, whether you're the driver of the car. If an automobile is involved in the injury, it's going to go through the auto insurance side of things. That's why if you go to the hospital and you're injured, they always ask, you know, were you in a car accident?
Right. Was this injury a result of an accident?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, you know, it does not take a whole lot of injury, if you will, mm-hmm. to get $250,000.
Absolutely.
And if you choose that option, now you can. You're free to do that in Michigan. If you choose that option, there will be no more payout from your insurance. After $250,001, you're on the hook for everything after that. To me, the savings is not enough to warrant going away from unlimited coverage.
Now, what is the savings like? Without naming names and age and all that, what was she potentially saving by doing 250?
Yeah, yes, yeah. So in this case, she was recently became a domestic partner. With an individual, and for her to go, for them to join forces, if you will, with auto insurance,
sure,
and for her to be put on this other existing policy, it was actually, and I maxed out her coverages, you know, as far as having good coverages, and she didn't have rental car coverage. I put all that on there and unlimited medical, and it actually was less expensive for her.
Wow.
Okay, then having her own separate policy.
Sure, absolutely.
Was that
due to the other driver's record being better, long-term insurance? Was that the situation just, there that just made it better for her?
Multiple people in a household, different company, and oftentimes better coverage is not as it doesn't increase the cost as much as you think. So let's flip it to a building, for example. If I'm doing a home or a farm structure, if it's a nice structure and a nice home, people are taking care of their stuff, and I put it as special coverage versus, you know, something that's not really well taken care of, and I have to, you know, because the underwriters look at this stuff.
Sure.
And I put it as broad coverage, which is not as thorough of coverage for the structures, special coverage will drop the cost of that insurance because we know it's well taken care of.
Yes, I got you.
And so sometimes better coverage is I don't want to say less money, but it's not as much as you would think.
Got it. Now, one other thing, talking again about the car insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever reform the fee schedule for catastrophically injured people? Part of the complaint I was hearing from the physical therapy folks, occupational sure. therapy, these various clinics that take care of these people, the bills that you guys passed reduced the amount of fees that they were to be paid based on a percentage of Medicare or Medicaid. I don't remember the formula.
Yeah, there was not unlimited expenses allowed any longer. There's basically a fee schedule. I haven't heard as much about that. I believe things have been worked out. There was some bumpy roads in the beginning
Right.
Some companies went out of business. Some people lost their jobs because they were being supported on unrealistic costs and fees submitted to insurance companies. I don't have a better answer for you on that one.
Okay, because one of the companies called me and he said, I'm out of here. I cannot pay my people and even make a profit to keep the lights on with these lower reduced fees. And he left the state, and I believe he went to Tennessee.
That happens. Anytime you have a major reform like that, you're going to see a restructuring. With businesses that have built a business around this model, when the model is basically forcibly changed, when you're based on state payouts and that, when that changes, you know this is everything's changed.
We're going to
see this happen with cuts to USAID, with USAID. What's happening? There's going to be companies that are built on these monies.
Sure,
and you're going to see complete restructuring.
Yep, absolutely. Happens all the time.
Yeah. And so right now, I just would implore people to look at your auto policy and look at the property damage and look at the bodily injury. Look at your PIP coverage and know what you're paying for.
Well, not only what you're paying for, but like you say, you can explain like you did to this lady, you know, you're only covered to $250. You know, if you get in a really bad accident, you end up with $1 million hospital bill. You're financially going to be bankrupt.
Yes, $750 on the hook.
Right. Well, guess what? For another $10 a month or whatever the number was, you could fix that problem. I love it.
Yeah,
hey, I want to give out the phone number to reach Tristan again. My and Vicky's insurance agent in Bel Air, Antrim County, 231-533-6489 is the office.
Yeah.
His website is his name, TristanCole.com. It'll take you directly to his office. And I highly recommend that you spend some time letting him look at your declaration pages, look at your coverages, and see if he can advise you that, hey, you know, you might be able to shift some things around, do some things. And the biggest part of that too, Tristan, is I'm really big on multi-policy discounts. Talk about that for about a minute here.
It's huge. So if you're sitting on an auto policy and, you know, you're renting a house and you don't have a renter's policy, you are doing yourself a disservice. Number one, it likely will reduce the cost of your auto insurance to have a renter's policy as well. But two, any of your items, if there's a house fire, if there's a flood damage, if you know there's a roof collapse, your stuff is not covered by insurance. You have no personal liability coverage without that renter's or that homeowner's policy. So you get sued because you potentially cause an injury to someone. You're on your own. You need that personal liability coverage, and you can get that through a renter's policy and through a homeowner's policy, and then obviously with a personal umbrella or a commercial umbrella if we're dealing with commercial coverage to expand and increase that liability coverage.
Absolutely.
Absolutely critical, and it all helps with that multi-policy discount.
Yeah. Well, I have a screenshot of his phone number and website. So if you're interested, text me, Tristan Cole, and I will send you the link and get an insurance checkup and see if he can help you out.
Yeah, the best thing is if people can have their deck pages, even if we're talking on the phone, have them all laid out in front of them. And so then we can just go right through things one at a time and go through your coverages.
Excellent. Greatly appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Randy.
On the hour news break of hour number three, we'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories.